Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACRITA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. It is Saturday evening, 6:30 p.m. on the and it is on the East Coast, and it is also August 8th, 2015. Just to give you the rundown of the dates and the status here, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the show. And especially, I'd like to give a very warm welcome to Sri Kadakchi, who is the leader of ACRITA. Sri Kadakchi is the Mahaji, the 973rd living Srirosha Master. Sri Kadakchi, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to have you here. And for those people who haven't been listening to the show, we're going to talk about some of the fundamentals of this very, very ancient spiritual teaching, where it came from, what is the purpose of the teaching, why, what people gain when they join the teaching and practice the spiritual techniques that are given, among some other aspects. And with that, Sri Kadakchi, I know sometimes we talk a little bit about the history, but this evening what I would like to ask you, people are probably wondering, what does that mean? You're the Mahaji, the 973rd living Srirosha Master. They're probably wondering, what does that title mean? How did you get that title? So I wondered if you wouldn't mind starting there.
Well, the mastership as a living master is an unbroken line of teachers that goes back actually before the dawn of time. But the way we measure it in terms of the 973rd goes back to 3100 BC when the present Iron Age started. It started this present era. And prior to that, the ancient spiritual masters, the lineage goes back to before time was recorded. But that means it could be a number unheard of. So we actually established the number just in the present era. And that means that it's a leadership that is a central focus of consciousness. And it's called the rod of power. The rod of power would be what these messiahs and saviors and all that business was supposed to be about, but it really is just a titular or titular, however you want to pronounce it, level and a temporary job for one individual to be that consciousness to disseminate the spirit to people called the Srirosha. Srirosha is the essence of what we are as the soul, the light and sound within us, our essence, is a part of the spirit. And then the master is conscious of it in terms of being that central energy. It's not God or anything of that nature. It's just a representative of this energy that has to be channeled to people, not as a trance channeler or anything like that, but as a transformer, if you will, of consciousness. It's very scientific, but the main thing that we want to point out in ACRITA is that the path is about the science of the out-of-body experience that we call Sahaji in the higher Sanskrit language, in that everyone has the capability to experience the Supreme Deity through this Srirosha that I'm talking about, through this experience of the sound current that you hear within you, and it's also seen as light and heard as sound. It's like a high electrical pitch or ringing in the ear that many people will hear, but their outer teachings don't explain what it is any longer, and people wonder, why don't they teach this? Well, it wasn't really set up that way to do it. It was supposedly to find the esoteric teaching of ACRITA and get back to God that way. So it's actually a search in one's life. That's why people are seeking something. Most people are, 99 out of 100 people are seeking money, really. But as I've tried to say to people, it's money is derived from the old word mammon, which is another name for God. And but they don't know that they're seeking really the divine within them, but it's mistranslated and misinterpreted as material wealth and money. But having said all that, the point is the 1% of the population can find Akacha, and then they are the one out of the 100, or that slogan, the E Pluribus Unum, which means one out of the many, was misinterpreted in a government sense. But the one out of the many is the 1%er who is the ready soul for the teaching of Akacha, which is the ancient science of Sahaji, which is the original and most ancient teaching of the out-of-body experience in soul that we negotiate through what we call the lower worlds of the physical, astral, causal, and mental planes. And this essence that we're talking about is attempting to negotiate through those lower planes into the high heavens of the pure positive God worlds from the fifth plane into eternity. And that's really the path in a nutshell, is that negotiating through those four planes is what Akacha is offering to the ready soul. And it sounds simple in terms of explanation. In practice, it can be very difficult. They call it the thorny path to heaven, and it's strewn with the bodies of souls, so to speak, quite frankly, in reincarnations. So these lower planes are the planes of the negative and the positive, the polarities that are the images that get people confused and mixed up in the worlds of karma, and then they, when they pass away, they come back to the physical plane again to attempt the journey back to heaven again. So you see, it's not like the religions say people die and go to heaven or hell. Well, it really is more complex than that. But we simplify it in Akacha by learning about the sound current that one can hear. That's simple. One can hear the sound current if they attune to it in what we call the contemplation exercise. And if you'd take us through a contemplation, Leslie, I'd really appreciate that.
Sure, I'd love to. Well, the contemplation is a 30-minute exercise that we perform on a daily basis, wherein it looks as if we're sitting in meditation. It's very similar in the appearance outwardly, but inwardly, it's not the same, because contemplation is a more active state. So what happens during contemplation is that we sit down quietly in a quiet spot and use earplugs if we need to, block out any traffic sound or anything that might be coming into your room. And we take a couple of deep breaths to relax. And then after that, we're looking gently at what's known as the third eye or the tisratil. We're putting our attention here, and we're chanting the word HU, H-U. And it sounds like this. HU. 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 So the purpose of this is that HU has such a high vibrational level that it really cancels out any kind of negative vibrations that are in the vicinity, and it's very balancing to us. So HU, the word HU actually is another name for God, and it comes from the 10th plane where one achieves spiritual mastery. And that's how we use the word HU. We're not using or any of the words from the other teachings, such as some of the New Age teachings use and some of the words that come from the lower planes. These will not get you into the God worlds. So it's important to use the word you, or if you're a member of the teaching, you can of Akita, you can use a word that was given to you during your initiation level, because one does receive initiations on this path. And we'll talk about those goals and what the initial initiations mean in just a little bit. So the purpose of doing this teaching is really to strengthen our connection to spirit, to open ourselves up as a channel for spirit, also known as for Osho. So that is why we do it on a daily basis, because it means that we're not letting any negativity in, or it just keeps negative energy further and further away from us, as long as we're very disciplined doing it. And we don't require that anyone does the contemplation every day, but it is highly recommended. And those people that are really interested in moving their spiritual unfoldment forward, they will do this and find that they really enjoy it. For me, I look forward to it. It's the first thing I do in the morning, and it sets the tone of the day, so it's very important for me. Srikant, is there anything that I might have neglected to mention that you might want to add?
I think you did very well, and I appreciate it. It's a matter of, I say, it's like plugging into the universe every day, just like electronics cord you plug in. And it's the same idea that you go in within to get the spirit, the Srosha, to use in your daily life. And we recommend 30 minutes minimum, because that measures out to 24-hour period in which one will get high vibrations to utilize throughout the day. So it's very important. It's a highly recommended, as you said, albeit it's not a mandate of any kind, but the purpose is the inner teaching of the Srosha path and planes called Akita. And we want to point out by, again, traveling within in the daily practice, eventually one is liberated in the fifth plane. And that's the whole idea of the teaching, is to give spiritual liberation to the ready soul. That's what people are seeking, and the high path exists. Sometimes, it's not always public, and those are pretty dark times when it's not public. But since it's public now, it gives the opportunity for souls to be liberated. Now, we often say, and ironically, that 99 out of 100 won't be liberated in this lifetime. And people would probably be appalled at that statement, but it's just a statement of fact that the 1%, the 1 in 100, have an opportunity to be liberated in spirit. And then the religions would say, well, if I lead a good life and I'm not sinful and all that business, then aren't I going to heaven? I said, well, not necessarily. In fact, you're not. You'll go to one of the lower planes, most likely the astral plane, and then come back to the physical plane to gain the high path at some point in the history of your journey. And so the religions are very appalled at that, because they think if you lead a good life, then you go to heaven. It just doesn't work that way. But you can see how it's a derivative of the original information that Akita has, meaning if you lead a good life, and we say if you are in a state of dharma, which is not a non-karmic life, which is good or bad actions are karma. See, so Akita teaches the neutral path, which the religions have, and regression therapies and all that business, mostly those don't even talk about spiritual things. They talk about materiality, which is, that's their business. But the whole idea that the religion would have any idea of spirituality is completely wrong. You see, so they have become derivative of the high knowledge and experience in Akita. So there's why they lose out, if you will, because they've lost the knowledge. They don't have the highest knowledge. They don't have the central core information any longer. They become very superficial. And mostly they're about fleecing the flock and exploiting people for money and things of that nature and make their way physically. And it really lost the essence of everything. It's like Freemasonry. At one time was Akita too, with all the power and wisdom to afford that individual liberation, but now they're about monetary aspects as well. They've lost the thread, the golden thread of truth, and now they're off somewhere talking about pretty much nonsense. And I know people don't like that in religions, but I'm not here to compete with them. I'm just giving you the facts about the way things are. And one can experience their essence of soul in this light and sound, the high electrical pitch or the ringing in the ear. If people did the Hue chant with us earlier, then you may have experienced the sound current. Maybe you heard the sound current for the first time, or finally recognize that sound current you've been hearing your whole life, and then now you know what it is, you see. So I challenge people to go elsewhere and find a path that teaches you about the sound current. I know there are light and sound paths, but ACTA puts most of our emphasis upon the sound current to hear it and to dwell within it, to dwell in the self, to revel in the self, to be able to take that self or become that self, rather, and then gain the high experiences. That's what the act is about, is learning about this essence, becoming it, being it, and knowing that it is the I am and not I have as a third person. Because often, even that, there's a magazine called Mind, Body, and Spirit, or Soul, Mind, and Body. And then if you look through the papers to try to find the pages, to try to find what they mean by that, they don't have any definitions for it. They don't explain it. It's like a magician or a mathematician trying to explain in words their art when they can't do it, you see. So our responsibility as masters on this high path is to articulate the details of the journey of soul to its liberation point and higher. The goals of ACTA are self-realization, God-realization, and Sarosha mastery. And they each have respective planes of the fifth, eighth, and tenth plane, where one can have each one of these goals in this particular lifetime. And the process takes approximately 30 years to become a master, but often when people are dedicated, they can go quicker than that. But it's not here as a country club where you join up and then you become, or you pay a certain amount of money and become clear, or you become a 33rd degree Mason because you spend $500,000. It's not like that, because we get free membership and free books. We don't sell spirituality. How's our time doing? Probably about 10 minutes.
Well, we've about 12 minutes. Yeah, you're pretty close.
Okay. Right. Did you want to add anything to that, or do you want me to yammer on?
Well, it's just I've been on this path for quite a few decades now, and I'd like to say that the balance, I mean, ACTA actually means equilibrium, and that's what it brings into your life. It brings balance into your life. So it's a very grounding, but at the same time, very uplifting. So I know that might sound like an opposite or like an oxymoron of some sort, but it's not, because what happens is we just really have the knowledge of who we are and where we're going spiritually, and it answers all the questions that one might have in their lifetime that creates quite a dilemma for them. So I just wanted to mention that for those who are interested, if you are curious about really what happens on the inner plane, this is where you will find out actually what does happen, because I was mentioning earlier in the spiritual technique, there are many experiences that we have in the spiritual technique. So we might have an out-of-body experience. We're always having an out-of-body experience when we close our eyes, but it might be a very vivid one while we're having the spiritual technique, what's called Sahaji or soul movement, spirit travel. Or we also might see a white light, which is the light of Sarosha, of spirit, or the blue light, the light of the master. And those are important things to see, and hearing the sound current is just the most important. If you're fortunate, you might have always been hearing the sound current, but when you do the spiritual technique, the contemplation exercise, the sound current should come in even stronger at that point. And that's just the sound of spirit individualized within yourself. That reflects you as soul.
Right, and that's the most important part, is that the other teachings, well, they talk about the mind and the body, and most of the time they equate the soul with the mind, and that's not true. In fact, my teacher, Paul Twitchell, who brought out a path in the mid-60s, he was the first teacher in my lifetime at that time that he was appearing to me when I was 15 years old, and he was discussing soul, mind, and body, and soul and mind being separate. That's a very important concept, and that was enlightening to me, because the soul was this sort of like electricity behind the machine, if you will, the idea of the light and sound being really just a power behind the mind, which is mostly a camera, taking images or creating images on the field of the lower planes. And that of itself is very important, because we're not being taught that in the media. They really don't understand. They take for granted the self. They talk about the people being sentient as human beings. I say potentially that's true, but not necessarily right out of the cradle, you see. So people are really more sensate because they teach five senses. But in ACTU, we experience the sentience of the DSP. We have the reading, writing, speaking, and Sahaji. And they say, well, reading and writing is a learned behavior. Yes, but they do become senses in a sentient being. And therefore, even the daily contemplation will help people to enhance the sentient level. You become better and more skilled because your focus and your attention level is enhanced. The whole idea of the daily contemplation, again, is to negotiate inwardly to the higher planes. At the same time, the result of that is an enhanced attention level in our physical lives. In other words, we're more focused, your intelligence level rises, the dynamic in the personality, because you're dwelling with the proper God experience each day on the inner planes in the Sarosha. So the more you dwell in that spirit, the more enhanced you are as a human being, and also at the same time, you learn more of the true ego and learn how to be compassionate with people in your lifetime. You have the five virtues that are enhanced in one, which is the contentment, compassion, patience, aesthetics, and nobility, the opposite of anger, lust, greed, attachment, and vanity, which are the five passions. So this whole idea is that you become a better person the more you dwell in spirit. This makes sense, because the soul, the essence of man, is perfect in the light and sound as a spark of the Supreme Deity. So the more that one dwells in that sound current, the more you dwell in the perfection of the God spark of the Godhead we call Akshar, A-K-S-H-A-R, is the Supreme Deity on the path of Akita. Now, people say, well, then it's a religion. I say, well, no, religion doesn't have an exclusive on God, and nor do we or any other path. At the same time, we call that divine it that's within us and without us is the Akshar, A-K-S-H-A-R. Which is a higher Sanskrit, a higher vibration term for the Supreme Deity. So we're definitely theists, and we do believe in God, or the glimpse of the divine, which is a definition for or experience of the God realization state. And therefore, we offer that to the ready soul to be able to experience those three goals, the major goals. But it doesn't stop at mastery, because it continues on and on into eternity with hundreds of different planes of existence which do not cease, you know. However, I often say that the Akshar, the divine cessated being, it's still a stopping point, but at the same time conscious, which really eliminates the atheist view of the obliteration or the no thing or there isn't anything. but there isn't anything but consciousness, see? See, that's the missing link in terms of when they talk about the great void, they forget that it's conscious, and it has the twin senses of sight and sound. You see, we can hear and we can see eternally, and that's poetic in itself. We see and hear eternally, and that's very important in terms of having that throughout and perpetually in soul, is to see and hear. That's the twin senses of the essence of each one of us in soul, is that twin aspect of the light and sound of the supreme deity that we call Akshar, again, as we call Akshar. And that divine Akshar is like a mantra that people can actually use to step up that tempo within each one to get into the equilibrium, as you said, and define as balance in the term itself of Akita, which means equilibrium. And Akita is a higher term for it, with misinterpretations of these lesser terms, I'll say, in English, because it's antithesis and not the synthesis of the terms Akita. If you even repeat that of itself, that's another mantra. And you alluded earlier to mantras and initiations. We don't really dwell on that much, and probably we can emphasize this week, is that one does receive their own individual mantra on the path, and then they can chant that to themselves to get into the whole idea is to function and listening to that high electrical pitch or the sound current within one. That's the idea of mantra chanting anyway, is getting into the constant state of equilibrium. And it sounds like a battle to a certain degree, and it is in the lower planes. It's kind of a battle with each individual, but when we know ourselves, after many years or after a while or a short time, people doing their daily contemplations, they'll realize that the battle really is over with themselves because they know their self. Once you gain self-realization, there's a great relief. It's like coming home, because now you're identifying with spirit. It's not just talk or idle chit-chat about things or the confabulation, daily small talk, what have you. There's a real experience of the coming to the center of one's being in the actual experience of it. That's why I'm always talking about the irony of Akita's an experiential path, that we have the experience of being the essence of soul. See, we can hear the sound current. Have we become the sound current? That's different than hearing it from a distance, than actually becoming it, knowing that you are of this essence. That's very important. I think there's been a lot of wisdom this week, imparted a lot of new things, which
I really appreciate you repeating.
What? Go ahead.
Right. I apologize for interrupting, but I do appreciate you mentioning that, because I think that is a really important point, because I don't think they can get that information, that wisdom, anywhere else.
I don't mean to interrupt, but see, becoming a member, before that you're a member, you're hearing the echo of the essence. When you become a member, you're actually dwelling in the essence. You see what I mean? You hear it from a distance. And then you become it. It's an irony in itself. It's kind of a link up. They talk about linking up with spirit, stepping on
right.
the path. Yes. Okay. So that's important.
On that note, I would like to say if there's anyone who's listening who's interested, maybe you've been listening for a while and you're interested in taking a step towards the application to become a member, you can certainly go to our website, akita.com, to download a free application and then just submit that to us. As well, there are audios of Sri Kadakti speaking, as well as some of his books that he's written are online as well, and you're welcome to download those for free. Just very quickly, if you're in the Philadelphia area on Tuesday night at 6:30, we're having a free introductory class for anyone that'd like to come to the Philadelphia Central Library at 1900 Vine Street. Sri Kadakti, I'm sorry to be so quick about this. We've only got a short time left. We've got about 15 seconds. So I wanted to give you the opportunity of saying your farewells, and I do thank everyone for being with us this evening. Sri Kadavji.
I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka Bishad.